we at Shockley were really not worrying about transistors. As a matter of fact, the effort at Shockley was primarily in the four-layer diode as a new market area to go into. And one of the determinations at Fairchild was that we would not make diodes. There wasn't a market for them that was ready and existing, whereas there was for silicon transistors, primarily a military market at that time. The technology then was applied to the silicon transistor, and we were in that business in Fairchild. So this is late 57 and going on from there. Fairchild introduced its first transistors in the summer of 58, double diffuse silicon transistors made by photo engraving processes. Now, photo engraving processes had been used. As a matter of fact, some people at Philco had done some work on photo engraving when I was back at Philco. Hadn't really been perfected. But the concept was beautiful, that you do a design once and then you can reproduce very fine geometric patterns just by taking a picture. And that certainly was one of those ideas in the back of your mind, that, gee, that's a neat way to make fine structures. And so as we were trying to work out a technique for making double diffuse transistors at Fairchild, that was one of the areas that I was working on, was to develop techniques for doing that. And indeed, we made very crude fixtures and used label machines to step and repeat patterns and then shot them down to the point, to the sizes that we wanted, and made the transistors using these mask patterns. And I think those were the first commercially available transistors that were made with the photo engraving.